Good morning. Clouds moved into the region overnight, and even a few spotty showers starting to show up in the Mohawk Valley, parts of the Adirondacks, and into the Champlain Valley. These showers may wet the ground in spots, but they're not particularly heavy or long-lasting. It's just a function of milder air flowing in on a southerly breeze out ahead of the next front. The southerly wind flow and the moisture in place will keep skies mostly cloudy today, with a few scattered showers around through the middle part of the day. But the best chance of showers and even a few thunderstorms will be later on this afternoon as the front approaches from the west. The front will move through the region this evening with more scattered showers and thunderstorms before a drying trend takes place overnight tonight. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will make it into the lower and middle 70s. Behind the front, as we dry it out tonight, temperatures will drop back into the lower and middle 50s. For tomorrow, we'll have high pressure building in, a cool northwesterly wind flow will commence, and with lots of sunshine, we'll have a nice rebound, low humidity, and temperatures back into the mid-70s. That high pressure center will be overhead Sunday morning with temperatures back into the 40s, but another nice rebound on Sunday afternoon with mostly sunny skies and highs back into the mid-70s. Early next week, the next system will approach from the Ohio Valley with mostly cloudy skies on Monday, a good chance at showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms on Monday afternoon, high temperatures staying in the lower 70s, and then behind that system, the risk of a few leftover passing showers on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-70s. Looks like we'll have a warming trend through the middle of next week with mostly sunny skies and lower 80s on Wednesday, followed by a renewed chance at a few showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, but highs again in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the northern and central high plains and eastward across southern Nebraska and northern Kansas. Outflow associated with early morning thunderstorms is forecast to reinforce the west to east front lying across Kansas, while a relatively moist southeasterly low-level flow regime persists across the central and northern high plains north of this front. By afternoon, heating and destabilization over the higher terrain should yield isolated to scattered thunderstorm development from eastern Montana southward into eastern Colorado. With moderate mid-level southwesterly winds atop the low-level southeasterly flow, shear, supportive of organized and supercell thunderstorms, suggests that stronger cells will be capable of producing large hail and locally damaging winds, and even the possibility of one or two tornadoes. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 10:04 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Coban, Guatemala, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a northwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 49, 72% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Presidio, Texas, to a low of 25 at Belmont, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 60s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 71 degrees, the low 47, the average temperature 59, that's 5 degrees below average. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 65 hundredths of an inch, which is 13 hundredths above average. And for the year, 9.37 inches of precipitation, which is 5.93 inches below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 53, the record high 97 set in 1925, and the record low 39 in 1990. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening 8:30 p.m., 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Evening showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, then dry with some clearing overnight, areas of fog, and lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with a scattered shower possible and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Evening showers and possibly a thunderstorm, then dry overnight tonight with areas of fog. Lows will be in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower to mid-70s. Evening showers and perhaps a thunderstorm, then dry with some clearing overnight tonight, with areas of fog developing, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with scattered showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Evening showers and a thunderstorm possible, then dry overnight tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today, scattered showers possible, maybe a thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Evening showers and a thunderstorm possible, then dry overnight with some clearing. Areas of fog developing with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, comfortably mild, lower to mid-70s. Mostly sunny with low humidity Sunday in the mid-70s. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 70s. A leftover passing shower Tuesday, mid-70s, mostly sunny, lower 80s Wednesday, and back into the 80s with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.